This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Amdecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy School Day 2. As the kids and grandkids have returned to class, we go nostalgic. 77% of parents say their school days were the best years of their life. 80% have fond memories of the back-to-school season. Top 5 memories: showing off my new school supplies. Eating cafeteria food. Yeah, those little square pizzas. I used to love those. Trading food during lunch with classmates. Bringing my lunch to school. And how did this one get on the list? Learning to write in cursive. Yeah, it's right here. The automaker Nissan has developed a robot golf ball that always finds the hole. Using a system that involves overhead cameras, the ball tracks to the hole on the green. If the putt is off target, the ball straightens its path. And even if the putt isn't hit hard enough, an electrical motor in the ball provides enough force to move the ball on its own, which means you could avoid the embarrassment of coming up short on those birdie putts forever. I can just hear Bill Murray in Caddyshack. It's in the hole! What's this? A Polish guy was caught at an airport in French Guiana with 100 tarantulas hidden in his luggage. He had 38 adults, 50 young spiders, and dozens of egg-filled cocoons scattered in his things. He told authorities he was passionate about insects. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Amdecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. According to one food writer, we've crossed the line with pumpkin spice. She loves pumpkin spice hot drinks and cookies, pancakes, and other baked goods, but she says we need to draw the line at spiced Spam, pumpkin spice yogurt, or pumpkin spice chicken wings and protein powder. She said that's where we've crossed the line. Oh, and pumpkin Old Spice deodorant. Probably a non-starter for her, too. Washington Post ran a story over the weekend that your pumpkin spice latte has a dark history of war, genocide, and slavery. For one example, they looked at the drink's spice nutmeg. It grew exclusively on an island that was invaded by Europeans in the mid-1600s, and the indigenous population was slaughtered. Yeah, we missed this one. Sunday was the 50th anniversary of the ATM. Businessman Donald Wetzel invented the cash dispensing machine back in 1969. And today, there are 3.5 million ATMs scattered around the world. He said people thought it was crazy when he first introduced the machine that handed out money. And he admits 50 years later, his 88-year-old wife has never used one. Well, this probably wasn't on top of your list when you dropped a kid off at college. A recent survey of college kids found they're eating a dangerous amount of tuna. They have no idea it's high in mercury because of pollution. But they also say you'd have to really eat a lot to make it happen. The survey found some college kids are eating tuna up to 20 and 30 times a week, almost 3 servings a day, because it's cheap and easy to make. By the way, health officials say a 140-pound adult should only eat chunked light tuna twice a week and solid white albacore less than once a week because it comes from a bigger type of fish. 30th annual Great Lake 5K Run Drugs Out of Town 5K Walk and Run is this Saturday with Families Against Narcotics and the annual Wine and Harvest Festival in Paw Paw. I'll be broadcasting live from 4 to 6. Tell you all about the weekend event and, of course, the Great Lake 5K, which happens on Saturday. And 4 to 6, Friday afternoon, I'll be broadcasting live. It's the first stop on our cozy fall tour. Thanks to great fall tour sponsors, Extreme Wireless, your Boost Mobile dealer, Great Lakes Pondscapes in Paw Paw, Heart Insurance on Huron Street in South Haven, the Blueberry Store, and True Blue Farms, among others. Chocolate news out of Tennessee, where a tractor trailer hauling chocolate caught fire, creating a huge mess of melted chocolate, shutting down traffic on the interstate for hours. Driver told police he heard popping noises coming from the truck, pulled over to investigate. That's when he noticed it was on fire. It continued to burn for about an hour as firefighters struggled to put it out. Motorists backed up behind the truck joked that they had the chocolate and the fire. All they needed were some graham crackers and marshmallows. All that sweet, sweet chocolate destroyed. Oh, the humanity. That's the Daily Buzz. You see something I should talk about here on the Daily Buzz? Get it to me. Paul at WCSY.com is email. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven across from McFadden's. Or leave me a link on our Facebook page. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com. Our website, Facebook, TuneIn, Podcast Republic, all the great podcasting outlets. Alexa will even play them for you. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.